So I started writing something. I brought it with me just for fun. I'm going to share it with you because that's what's so cool. Yeah, I have three great, I don't know if it's a chorus or a verse. It's got to be verses. Okay, so I have verses. I don't have a chorus. Chorus has got to be good. But if you have good verses, that's a good start.
Oh, yes.
I have a rhyme thing going. There's 8 lines. It's A-A-B-A, meaning that the 4th line rhymes with the first two.
I see.
And then the next two is A-A-B-B. And then the thing is, I can go up to a high note or a low note. It's all interchangeable. The interesting part is I have a lovely guitar progression that's sort of on the slower side, but I also have a faster one, a stronger one that could make it a more upbeat song. So here's the slow, beautiful progression. And they're sort of similar. The same progression, very similar, is this way. Sounds like a song I've heard before. That's one of my problems. So it's very, so it's pretty, it's pretty. So the melody isn't set, but some of it is. So it's another goodbye song. There must be something about me and saying goodbye. How many ways to say goodbye can Judy Younger say goodbye? But actually, this is a goodbye that was inspired because of my father, who's probably dying. But he's not. He could be living longer.
Yeah, you keep saying that about your parents. You've been saying that for a long time.
How embarrassing. It sounds like I want them out the door. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
You don't.
Okay. I don't. But it's like I don't want to see him suffer either. But I'm trying to deal with it. So I guess songwriting is a really good way. But then there's the other part, being a sandwich. I have teenagers. So there's also this part about saying goodbye to them too, because I want to see them grow up.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a feeling they're never going to leave. But anyway, so I actually am able to use the song in both ways. I do have to change a few words to make it fit both, and I don't know if I'm going to do that. But for right now, it started with my dad, so.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do the slow way first and see how it works.
Okay.
You're hanging on as night turns to dawn. I know you can't stay. And soon you'll be gone. I want you to know I'm okay as you go. We're never apart, 'cause you're here in my heart. That's verse one. Then the faster way. We have no fear. The third verse is so pretty, another one. As you leave my sight, I'm holding on tight. We waited so long to be sure I'm all right. Wherever you are,
that might even shoot right to the top of your list.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wanted to stop you the first verse, but you went right into the second one.
I know,
which was
I love
fine.
It.
Which, but I had goosebumps after your first 5 lines. Oh my God, those words. And
those
the
words.
Chords. And the guitar part.
It's all the honest feelings.
I was expecting something that was not put together.
It's not put together. Well, it can all be interchanged.
Yeah, but your level of that has changed. It's all relative. You know what I mean? Like, when you would say that before, you may have a line here and a line there,
yeah,
and maybe not have things rhymed and not sure of a melody or
yeah,
whatever, and, or the chords not be together, but that was, is not,
that's pretty together.
That's pretty together.
And then again, I can do this thing up here. I think the difference is on this chord to this chord, it's a little different than this chord. It's almost the same. I might be able to do two guitars, but I don't think this chord and this chord
go together.
Go together. It's sort of like I can do, you're hanging on as night turns to dawn, or you're hanging on. I guess it works. You're hanging on. I go up. As night turns to dawn.
That progression is beautiful.
It's a beautiful progression. Oh. The problem is, where am I going to go with it? When I come to this A suspended, you know, it's your here in my heart. Now I got to have some great chorus.
I don't know. Yes, that's true.
I don't know what it's going to go to. I have no idea, and I don't know what words either. La la. So I play around, but it sounds very similar. I got to do a change-up, because like you said, it's so much more interesting, but I have no idea what I'm going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
That's exciting, because
it.
I know you're going to hear that,
know,
that
it's
perfect
come to
thing.
Me. It's going to come.
And you're going to love it. You're going to be consumed by it. You're
I'm
not going to want to do anything else that way.
I can't hear any other songs. And the thing is, I have no idea where it comes from and how I know it's going to be right, because this isn't set. But it will be, because I know it'll hit me, and I'll know exactly.
Verses. That is a
yeah,
great,
it's gonna
and
be great,
beautiful verse. That's yeah, funny how you stop and you're like, "No, I gotta have a great, great chorus." And like, you're so right.
I know,
because that is
come,
a great verse.
And
so,
what is it about? Is it for teenagers or is it for my parents? It's so funny.
I'm hearing these. I always hear these songs about me with my own stuff
yeah,
personally. Just,
so, what does it pitch you for, you kids or?
It's
you,
so. It's yeah, so.
Anybody
yes,
special. Anyone who's leaving.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody that knows they're going to be, oh my God, a woman sending her husband off to Desert Storm.
I was thinking that too. And that's why I didn't put, I had originally written, we have no fear because the ending is clear. And I didn't want it to be ending because it's a leaving. It could be somebody leaving and coming back. So I put, because your leaving is clear.
See? And then that yeah, makes it just universal again.
Yeah. And the hard part is I love floating a high note on this chord. It's a pretty chord. And I can do a high note. The question is, do I do it in the beginning? And, you know, it's like, then I have to put the lyrics to fit that. Because we want to do an O. Oh, it's better than a, you know.
Yeah.
Any of the words will go up. And it was a revelation for me to realize that there's a theme with my stuff, that I tend to go back to the same thing. I mean, I almost was hesitant to put "You're Here in My Heart" because Crystal Oceans, all the verses start with "Into my heart, I hoped you could reach." So "Into my heart" is all the obviously something that I'm always leaning towards.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And I've got a big heart. It's full
yeah,
of stuff, full of things.
And, you know, having heard Crystal Oceans and this one, and all of the songs that you've shared with me, I didn't hear or feel a similarity. It felt fresh, even though...
Oh, I love that. Well, this is 30 years later. This is now new.
When did this one come to you?
It's been coming for me all week. I was actually very sad after I recorded How We Don't Care. It reminded me of my friend who died, because that's who I wrote it for. I have a lot of sadness.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of doubled... You know, because that's what you're writing about, this stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know? And yeah, you have so much joy.
I do have so much
you know,
joy.
Which is understandable, but when you look at, this is your life. This is,
yeah, this is
coming,
my life.
This is birthed of pain.
Well, this is going to hit you. This is very interesting. I was listening to How We Don't Care. I was feeling very, like, kind of melancholy. And it was reminding me of that song, Retreat. Remember that song, At
oh,
Those
yeah, yeah,
Times,
yeah,
I Wish You Were There,
yes,
but it was only in my mind?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, it occurred to me who was in my mind. It was my friend. It was my friend because
oh,
she was my songwriting inspiration and truly someone I was very
you
close to.
You showed me pictures of her, or I went to your blog and saw
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, her name's Cheryl.
Yes.
So there I was in my room, resting, feeling down, and all of a sudden, I was thinking of our song, and I wanted to say to her, listen, Cheryl, I just recorded our song. Can you? I wish you could hear it, you know?
Oh.
And all of a sudden I heard her voice and she said to me, you're not alone. And it was like she comforted me.
Wow.
And then she reminded me I had my guitar. It was like I needed to fill the empty space. She was reminding me. So I went in the bathroom and all of a sudden the chords came to me. So that's my story and it's all true.
That is quite
so,
a story.
Yeah, it is true.
A beautiful story.
It
for,
is beautiful.
For a beautiful song. I
it's
mean,
a beautiful
it
song.
Just, wow.
It's going to be up there with my list of great songs.
Yeah, you can tell that too, right? You can hear that. I mean,
the only problem is when I hear a progression this pretty, I think, am I hearing it from somebody else? Is it somebody else's song?
No, that's a real common thing. I don't know how many other songwriters you've talked to.
Yeah,
but a lot of hit songwriters, they have a name for it. They first feel like they're plagiarizing something because it sounds so familiar. They're like, I must be taking
it. Yeah, this sounds like it's been taken
by
somebody.
But I think that's a thing that...
It's a common.
Yeah. And I think it's because, you know, without sounding too... I don't know, esoteric or something. It's familiar to your soul. It's something
it's
that's
in my
come
soul.
Out with you. So when it comes outwardly, it's like a sense of recognition that you, and you're like, it doesn't make sense. So you think, well, I must have stolen it. I must have taken it from someplace.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. It's too beautiful to be mine. It's somebody else's. Yes.